Back in September, the Department of Homeland Security notified the chief election officers in 21 states, including Arizona, that election equipment was being targeted by Russian hackers. It turns out, as reported by the Arizona Republic yesterday, foreign cyber attacks were targeted only to the Phoenix Library's databases. While that was a relief, no election equipment or lists were targeted or breached. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan told the Republic, "We all just kind of walked away, not really having any answers." Well, two U.S. senators, Senators Martin Heinrich of New Mexico and Susan Collins of Maine, have introduced legislation to boost the cyber defenses of state election systems, including a feature where anyone in the public can try and hack the system on their own. We've got one of those senators, Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, on the line to talk about the SAVE Act legislation. Senator, can you explain what it is that you're trying to do with this bill?
You bet. You know, one of the things that we really wanted to see come out of the Russia investigation was concrete steps we could take to create the sort of confidence in our voting infrastructure that Americans demand. And I've been working with Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, to incorporate some of those things into legislation to make sure that our votes are secure and that people can know that at the end of the day, the elections they participate in are held sacrosanct.
Procedurally, just can you give me a thumbnail sketch of how it is that you would achieve that?
A couple of things. One, one of the big challenges that we had in 2016 was even as the intelligence community was realizing that state-level databases were being, that the Russians were able to get into those databases, they were not able to have a conversation oftentimes with the Secretary of State or another election official about that because those people did not have security clearances. That created a situation where information simply wasn't flowing and no one knew, well, you know, were our databases hacked into? Was it someone else? Should we be worried? So the first thing we do is we create a security clearance procedure for getting all of those secretaries of state and one of their staff a clearance so that they could have those conversations with the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security. And then in addition, we designate all of our voting systems nationally as critical infrastructure so that the Department of Homeland Security can work on the security of those devices. One of the other things we do that is fairly innovative is create a Hack the Election program under the Department of Homeland Security to make sure that we are doing sort of the best up-to-date approach to figuring out what those vulnerabilities are. And that is a tool that has been used widely in the private sector and in the Department of Defense to find those vulnerabilities and plug them before they're exploited by a foreign power.
Is it possible that some states might interpret this collaboration as federal overreach?
No, because it doesn't tell them how to do this. It doesn't tell them how to run their elections. And we very specifically avoid telling them how to run their elections, what equipment to purchase, the kinds of decisions that really do rest in the hands of those state-level officials will continue to rest in their hands. We offer them a set of tools that they can use to make their systems more secure. And we worked very closely with the New Mexico Secretary of State, who is active in the Elections Committee of the National Association of Secretaries of State, to make sure that we didn't overstep those bounds.
So it kind of sounds like you're inviting people to try to break in their local elections.
So under controlled situations, which will be defined by the Department of Homeland Security, we would be saying, hey, let's look at this voting equipment. Let's see if there are vulnerabilities we don't understand. Can you get into it from using radio waves? Can you get into it using the internet? And really get a deep dive on what some of the vulnerabilities might be so that then we can go into the actual equipment that's used in an election and plug those vulnerabilities. And that's been a very successful approach in private industry. So the difference would be these would be non-active voting systems, but then we could make sure that the active voting systems had those vulnerabilities plugged.
How concerned are you that these questions about the integrity of our elections, it'll change people's feelings about our democracy?
Well, that's exactly why we have to do this, is because we don't want that question hanging out there. And there are tools that can be used and that are being used by secretaries of state to make sure people have that confidence. You know, in the state of New Mexico, not only do we have a paper ballot system, so they can go back and audit that after the fact. But in addition, now they are doing random audits to make sure that the electronic records match up with the paper records. Those kinds of systems can ensure that you know for sure that people's intent was what was then reported in the final election results. And that's what we want to support. We also have a grant program that is authorized under this legislation so that if a Secretary of State realizes that their equipment is simply not going to make the cut, they can upgrade their voting systems to the latest, best, most effective, and most secure.
What kind of traction are you getting on this?
I think this is a good team with Senator Collins. The first step is we're working on a Dear Colleague letter and starting to reach out to our colleagues in both caucuses to see if we can't gather a number of co-sponsors, and then we will use that group of people to press for a hearing. I think this is the kind of legislation that people on both sides of the aisle recognize. You know, they want to make sure that they're going to be up for election in 2018 or 2020 or 2022, and they want to know that the system is going to be accurate when they are.
Senator Martin Heinrich, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.